them on this trip. They're in Carolina this afternoon. Puck drops against the Panthers at 4 o'clock our time. Now that NFR is cleared out of the Thomas and Mack Center and all the horses they rode in on, UNLV men's basketball returns to their home floor for the Runnin' Rebels holiday game on Thursday. They'll take on Hofstra University. To say the Raiders need to win out to have any chance at a playoff spot's a gross understatement. The Silver and Black are 6-8 on the year and would also need some help. They'll be in Kansas City on Christmas Day. The Chiefs are currently 10-point favorites.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
No reported accidents on our Valley freeways right now. Actually, still keeping a decent flow there on I-15 southbound through the resort corridor. And starting to bunch up on the south end of the valley. Coming off of the Beltway onto I-15 northbound. Downtown Las Vegas, traffic along 95, not looking too bad. Starting to see some brake lights form there, especially through the Charleston curve on 95, both north and southbound approaching Charleston. You have one accident to report in the southwest on Blue Diamond Road eastbound after El Capitan Way. A 40% chance of showers this morning. Could start between 8 o'clock and ending by 2 o'clock this afternoon. Today's highs in the low 60s. We're at 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Music, and I love the time of year, and no, I don't have my Christmas shopping completed. I will be out in the next couple of days. And we'll be having some fun. In fact, I'm headed up to Huntington Jewelers up in Summerlin in a few hours. And I'm going to be getting more of my Christmas stuff done, hopefully in the next couple of days. By the way, I don't know if you've seen this, but there are more and more protests around the country and around the world, for that matter, relative to Israel, to Hamas. And Mark Penn is a former Clinton pollster, was on Fox yesterday. He's been on there quite a bit lately, and talks about the new 18 to 24 polling on Israel. Have you seen what is happening to our young people and what they are thinking out there? This was Mark Penn yesterday, the former Clinton pollster on Fox. Here it is.
As anti-Semitism spreads on these college campuses, a new Harvard-Harris poll reveals how little Gen Z actually knows about the conflict in the Middle East. Let's bring in Mark Penn, co-founder of the Harvard-Harris poll. He's also the CEO of Stagwell and a former advisor to the Clintons. I thought this was stunning, Mark, reading through this poll. Let me just put up on the screen for folks at home to see some of the data. This was among 18 to 24-year-olds. Do you support Israel? 50%. Do you support Hamas? 50%. Was the October 7th attack justified? Yes, 60%. Is it okay for students to call for genocide of Jews? 53% said yes. 31% said Israel has no right to exist. 44% said Israel is not a democracy. 41% said Hamas rules democratically and is not authoritarian. And 45% of people said that Hamas lets gay people live together openly. And my question, after watching that, is what are our young people learning these days?
Well, no wonder you're seeing these demonstrations by young people, because they have been taught that Hamas is the democracy, Hamas is the tolerant society, and not Israel. And that, in fact, in new polling we have coming out today, 18 to 24, two-thirds believe that that Jews are an oppressor race. And so it's really incredible. But when you contrast it to either the rest of the country, or particularly 65-plus, who are with Israel 95-5, and don't believe any of the things that college students. We have a huge Gen Z divide here. People outside of Gen Z have some of these attitudes, but boy, when you're an 18 to 24, you are in a completely different environment, clearly generated and connected to social media and far removed from what everybody else in the United States believes.
Yeah, I mean, the disconnect is just incredible over the age demographics. You wrote this along with Andrew Stein in the New York Post in an op-ed. You said, quote, "Kids were never perfect and have often been rebellious, but young people have also never been this far removed from reality, affected by social media and political currents that have sold them pure propaganda." I was a very young lad in the rebellious 1960s. But the climate then was completely different in terms of the flow of information from what it is now.
Well, look, I think those protests in the 60s, and I point out that all those people who support Israel 95-5 during their day were participants in a lot of protests in colleges. And so people do mature over time. But I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen support for a terrorist group. I've never seen such upside down attitudes, because none of these kids have been to Israel, really have a thorough understanding, and they only know what they've been told. They're far removed from the 1948 resolution, approved by over two-thirds of the world, creating Israel in the first place. They have no historical sense.
What is scary about this is that when you look at these 18 to 24s, they are probably 10 years from being our judges, our cops, our bankers, our public officials, mayors, city council people, county commissioners, senators. I'm just saying it's got to be scary to know that these 18 to 24s are going to be in power soon in America. What is it going to be like to be in America when these people take control. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story, over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think, since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere, that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We've been around for 25 years, and we're offering free loans to any new customer who wants to try us out.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some gathering.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. I don't know if you saw this or not. In fact, if you were listening to Hugh Hewitt just a few minutes ago, Tom Cotton, the Arkansas U.S. Senator, said it doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of a deal on a supplemental bill in Congress. The Senate was called back yesterday, and they're going to be in session, but nothing is going to happen relative to a supplemental bill that includes funding for Ukraine, for Taiwan, Israel, border security. None of that is going to get taken care of before Christmas, and this will end up being a part of next year in the United States Congress. I think it's rather sad commentary that we can't get something done on something so basic like our border security. They've set a new record, by the way. I don't know if you saw this, but they set a new record, 12,000 per day. In one day, 12,000 illegals coming across our southern border. Unbelievable. It is unsustainable. Also, one of the things that we do know is going to be happening over the course of the next month or so, certainly not here in the month of December, but in January, that they're finally going to deal with the Biden crime family. Andy McCarthy was on Fox yesterday. He is a former U.S. attorney. He has been following the Biden crime family story really for years. This was Andy McCarthy yesterday. This is cut number three on Fox. Here we go.
Well, Dana, the story of CEFC, which was this basically Chinese regime intelligence operation that was kind of masqueraded as a global energy conglomerate, but was really part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, they had dealings with the Bidens that went back to 2015 while Joe Biden was vice president. And the information that's been reported that's come out about that is that they started to trade on the Biden name while Joe Biden was vice president. There was right after he got out of office in around March of 2017, there was a $3 million payment, $1 million of which went to the Bidens. Then they discussed this deal that was going to involve the Biden family, not just Hunter, but Jim Biden and Joe Biden as well, where it was either going to be they were going to pay them $10 million a year just for introductions, or they were going to go into this energy infrastructure business, which might be much more lucrative and have a 50-50 split. That's where we heard the famous stuff about 10% for the big guy. It's in connection with those transactions. And that's the same transaction where Hunter Biden has the WhatsApp message where he says, I'm sitting here with my dad, and basically, where's the money? And within a few days, the Chinese pay $5 million. And it's in that connection that Hunter takes a $400,000 slice of that, and 10% ultimately does get to the big guy. He pays part of it to Jim Biden, and within a short period of time, a check for $40,000 gets written from the Biden's personal account to now President Biden.
And so, that's where in the memo line on the check, she writes loan repayment to Joe Biden.
Right. Right. Which mirrors a second transaction where Jim Biden is trying to get a business arrangement in the Middle East with this troubled healthcare company, gets them to pay him in one instance $200,000. And on the same day, he writes a check his wife writes a check for the very same amount, $200,000, that goes to Joe Biden. And again, it says loan repayment in the memo line.
This is going to be fascinating to see what happens in January. I can't wait, because in January, a number of these deals will be coming. For instance, the Hunter Biden deal. Will Hunter Biden be held in contempt of Congress? If so, it will probably happen in the month of January. They're going to be dragging Biden crime family members for depositions. Hunter Biden supposedly is going to be one of those people, but we don't know if he is going to sit for a deposition or if he's going to demand an open hearing. I don't care. I just want to see him under oath and see what he says about all this. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, this thing has been going on and on and on and on. In fact, let's go to cut one real quick. See if we can get this in before the break. This is Jonathan Turley, the legal eagle for Fox News, was on with John Roberts. And the question that was asked is, what are the chances that Hunter Biden will be held in contempt of Congress? And if so, when? Here it is.
Let's bring in Jonathan Turley, George Washington University law professor and a Fox News contributor. Let's get to Swalwell in just a second. But I wanted to reiterate for our folks at home what James Comer said about a contempt of Congress charge against Hunter Biden when he appeared on this program on Friday. Listen here.
Hunter Biden displayed the arrogance and entitlement that we felt like he's had the whole time. When he showed up at the exact same time he was supposed to be in for a deposition, a normal deposition from a normal congressional investigation, and he just goes out and basically gives Congress a middle finger, goes out and says he wants to make a statement and have a press conference.
Well, it wasn't exactly a press conference because typically in press conferences, you answer questions of the press. He just made a statement and then turned on his heel, got back into his car and left. Again, let's get to Swalwell in just a second. But where do you think the contempt of Congress proceedings are going to go with Hunter here?
Well, this is a slam dunk case for contempt, in my view. It was a valid subpoena. There's a lot of nonsense out there about how the vote to formally approve the impeachment inquiry came afterwards, and so somehow Hunter could just defy the earlier subpoena. That's just not true. I mean, the subpoena was issued on behalf of two committees. They listed three different grounds. That includes the Oversight Committee that has independent subpoena authority. You can't just defy a subpoena. He could go in, he could appear and not answer questions under the Fifth Amendment. That's your option. But you can't stand outside the Capitol and just thumb your nose at Congress.
Jonathan Turley with John Roberts yesterday on Fox News Channel. Everybody I'm hearing from, James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan from the Judiciary Committee, and Jason Smith of Missouri from the Ways and Means Committee, they all say that this is all going to come down in January. So the month of January is going to be a fun, fun experience as we finally, hopefully, put Hunter Biden under oath. And let's find out about all of this money flowing in and out of the Biden crime family from China, from Romania, from Ukraine, from all kinds of different nation states. We'll find out how serious this is. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We are racing to the finish line at 9 o'clock today, so stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Tuesday, a new CBS poll says Nikki Haley is gaining on Donald Trump in New Hampshire. No surprise, the Granite State has never been very friendly to the former president, and Ms. Haley makes a nice presentation on the campaign trail. She's still 14, 15 points behind, and the primary up there, New Hampshire primary, is at the end of January. But I expect Trump will win. However, a strong showing by Nikki Haley puts her in what they call the conversation. That's a cliche, of course, but she will be able to compete in the primaries because she has a lot of money. Now, Ms. Haley, Ambassador Haley, Governor Haley, whatever you want to call her, goes on the network shows soon after this CBS poll was released. And all they're asking her about, particularly ABC News, Jonathan Carl, is Trump, what Trump said, what Trump tweeted. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a dictator. Trump's this, Trump's that. Well, Haley, to her credit, said, you people are obsessed with Donald Trump. I'm the candidate. Ask me what I think. Ask me what my policies are. Why do I have to comment on him? What is wrong with you? It was a real dressing down to Jonathan Carl. Good for Nikki Haley. Right back.
I'm Mike Baker, former CIA officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief, the fastest growing podcast in America. Every weekday, we dive into foreign policy, global events, and international crises, delivering the facts and context quickly and with the analysis you won't find anywhere else. In the morning, get the insights you need with the President's Daily Brief. Then, as you head home, catch the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, perfectly timed for your end-of-day commute. Download us now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get briefed. Stay ahead with the President's Daily Brief.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ding dong.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Oh, you gotta
have
love it.
A holly, jolly Christmas.
Andy Vieira has broken out the Christmas music bumpers, and I absolutely love it. This is one of my favorite times of the year. By the way, yesterday, the defendants in that fake electors indictment, from Aaron Ford. It involves six individuals around the state of Nevada, including Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and Jesse Law, the Clark County Republican Party chair, both under indictment. They were due in court yesterday. We'll find out from Megan Barth what is going on there. The 8th Judicial District Court was to have met yesterday for their first appearance. We'll find out more about what's going on there. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's going to be a busy Tuesday. Glad you are with us. Thanks so much for making us a part of your broadcast day. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.